Ayo, peace, this is your man Leon, a.k.a. Leon X, a.k.a. the originator of the Popeye Human Beatbox. And when my son starts spitting up food at me, I'm listening to the Hip Hop Digest show with your man DJ King Killer, your boy Kurt G, and of course E. Green.
I would always tell my kids, you know, I started out doing this thing as a hobby. I had no idea that one day it would turn into my career.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
And we're good about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E. Green. What's up, brothers?
What's up? Hey,
this was good.
End of the week, or beginning of the week for the show.
No doubt. Happy recording day.
Is there?
Happy recording day.
So before we get into the show proper, I'm going to quickly recap last week's sparring match between myself and Swervin. I listened to the show, and I will admit I did a terrible job at explaining my point. I believe I did not do a good job at that.
Yeah, we was confused for a second there, bro.
Yeah, I because you know what, my brain was moving, you know, quick, and my mouth was moving slow. So,
oh Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I did not do a good job at that or whatever. Even though I guess we ended up tied 1-1 on who thought.
Right.
Who had the
whopping 1-1.
Yeah, whopping 1-1. And who had the better point? Go ahead.
No, all right, after listening to it again myself, I still kind of feel the same way, but I also do agree as far as, if somebody's singing on a hook or something like that, it's, you know, it doesn't make no difference if it's the skill of the MC in their own written shit. Like you were saying, if they wrote the verses, that's pretty much all that matters. And I kind of understand that. But I'm just saying, as long as they ain't, I was going by the book on what, you know, writing or what do you call it? Reference tracking or whatever that kind of stuff is. You can't get around that.
And you know what? In our argument, that's something that we didn't, that we should have slowed down and explained further. See, because if somebody, let's just say for the Roots, well, like you said, you know, You Got Me. Let's say it was not written by Black Thought. Let's say one of those young ladies wrote that. Now, if Black Thought got to take that home in the whip and learn that hook for whatever reason, that just shows a horrendous lack of skill. And that's what Drake has in common with Dr. Dre, Diddy, even a guy like Eazy-E, all took home reference tracks to learn it. You know, yep. When you do that, you're disqualified.
Exactly. And that is where I was thinking, when you're like, you got to put Drake in your top five, I'm like, what are you talking? So it was a big disconnect. But
oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah, Drake is definitely, I mean, we can forget about ghostwriting. I mean, we just call it a reference track.
Right, exactly. You know what? And that's true. You know what I'm saying? I know you, Swervin, and I know Drake is nowhere near your top 1,000.
Right. Shout out to Kali too. Don't be talking that trash to me, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna come up to LA and listen to some Drake with me.
But you know, so certainly I did a poor job of explaining, you know, and you know, technically by the book, you know, I get your point. I certainly, after listening to the show, I get your point. But I think that we were totally battling each other in two different arenas.
Two different languages.
Yeah, no doubt. But we certainly do agree on if you got to have Quentin Miller rhyming that shit for you, you're disqualified, my nigga.
Yeah, and there's no argument that anybody can give on that, to put that kind of person, talent, artist, whatever you want to call them, in any top five except for top five reference track spitter.
See there, the brothers worked it out.
Isn't
that nice?
Brothers gonna work it out.
That's nice.
So that's what's up. All right. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Young Dolph and Pete Rock get busy on social media.
From the 80s, crack baby.
Pete Rock started it when he called out the Memphis rapper for glorifying cocaine use, specifically on the Rich Crack Baby track. And Pete Rock was saying, that's bullshit. You're doing this video, you playing and talking about smoking crack and all this shit, and you got kids present. Young Dolph says, tell Petty Rock that Dolph said eat a dick and damn, choke on it damn, with the rest of my haters. And then went on to say, who the fuck is this old dude?
Wow.
So we got the young Memphis rapper who's falling in line with his generation that simply says, fuck all the motherfuckers who came before me because it starts with me. Kirk G, how you feel about your young trapper?
Oh, he's definitely a young trapper, too. that's not an understatement. I'm just like, the disconnect is real, nigga. The disconnect is very real. There is a big-ass generation gap, and it's just getting wider by the day. These young niggas is not fucking with us, period. And anything we say, no matter how positive we may be thinking that it sounds, we are hating, and fuck you, nigga, for saying it.
Young niggas whose career will last as long as they set an NWA record, as long as a gnat on a dog's dick. And I mean that because how many of these Lils and trappers have we seen?
We've been saying it for years. We've been saying this for years.
Exactly. I mean, Dolph, you know, he's not doing anything different than any of these other guys. Okay.
No, they're getting money right now. They're not thinking about longevity or any kind of thing like that.
That's all about it.
I appreciate Dolph getting his money, you know, and I hope his retirement fund is fully funded. But all that being said, Swerve, and I'm going to put to you, do we appreciate guys now coming out, naming names, Pete Rock saying, fuck it, because his audience ain't going to listen to my music anyway. Fuck that non-rapping whackness.
Well, if we're going to call it, I mean, all right, there's this is a two-sided sword, all right? Because if you're going to call it out for whackness, then yeah, you know, I'm all with it. I don't care who you calling out as long as you're calling out for whackness. But if you're calling out for content, there's always been, you know, that kind of content in hip-hop music all along, sprinkled in here and there. It's just, it was better rapped about. Biggie told better stories. Coogi Rap told better stories than these young cats are doing right now. But there's always been, you know, some drug rap. But yeah, if you calling out whackness, yo, I'm saluting. But I don't know if I'm too much looking
at the content
side.
Yeah. I was going to go in that route because niggas could call Pete Rock on some being a hypocrite because he's done produce some tracks or remix some tracks for niggas that was talking drug talk.
That's true. I don't know if I'm going in for content, but what Pete Rock specifically said is that I think Pete Rock was sort of like, yo, you got kids around.
In the video. So he was referencing the video saying, you got kids in the video while you're talking about this crack and all this drug shit.
Right. And actually, he's not the only one. Who's that little young Dominican kid from Boston who was supposed to be signing a major label? I forget his name. I guess it escapes me.
Not going
to
get help here.
Yeah. but they were talking about him. You know, the kid's like 13 or whatever, and he's walking around, you know, strippers and asses out, and you're playing the role at 13. And actually, oh, for the life of me, Lil Poopy. Swear to God, that's his name.
Poopy?
Lil Poopy. Yeah, wow. I think he's a Dominican cat from Boston. But anyway, they had opened a child neglect case on his parents.
Yeah, I think I do remember that. Yes, I remember that. Yes. Is that the little kid that had the little red Lamborghini or something like that?
You got it.
Yeah. That was a couple of years back. I remember that. Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean, that's what, it, you know, now, again, these trap guys can do trap all day. I give them that leeway. That's cool. But you're right. When you're involving minors, you know, we're supposed to teach our kids better.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
It's not a good look. And Pete Rock, I'm respecting him because he hit him. You know what? He just hit him directly as a man. He's like, yo, you got kids around. You want to do that with your boys and shit? And, you know, you want to do that stripper shit? Yo, fine, have at it. But when you have little shorties around, we got to teach that better.
Yeah, well, it's a different generation.
Fuck that hating ass nigga. This is how I get my money.
He old.
He an old motherfucker.
That's what's up, man. I don't know. I hate to see how your kids is being raised, though, Dolph.
No comment.
Right.
Next up going to Hip Hop Digest is Anderson .Paak. Don't be cocky. You don't know your hip hop history. Anderson .Paak is speaking out against willful ignorance. In a Twitter posted last Sunday, the 30-year-old artist made a call out to anyone who steps into hip hop without knowing its history. Said, don't be cocky. You don't know anything about your history. Real artists are students of the game first. Although he didn't mention Lil Yachty. Said the message could be seen at a guy to Yachty and anybody who looked like and sound like Yachty. To say, fuck all y'all niggas. Y'all ignorant because you don't know really what time it is.
Wow.
And actually, I seen some funny, some foul shit where, you know, cats is, young cats is like, yo, you know, fuck that NWA movie. I mean, he ain't really a legend. I mean, just crazy talk.
Crazy talk. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's just crazy talk.
It is.
Okay, check it out. Yo, let me ask you a question. Because you got a lot of people. Namely, I'm just going to put this up here. Primo, who remixed, who's that kid? Designer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Primo remixed a Designer record. You got Primo, and you got that certain guys who are saying, look, man, no matter what the young kids are doing, they wilding, we need to reach out. We need to reach out. I'm going to ask you to, I mean, you know what? I'm of the subset in the camp that is like, when it comes to music and this music shit, fuck them niggas. Let them niggas do them and see how long it lasts. Only because I believe that's, in a way, that's how we was raised. You had certain, not all R&B cats, but certain R&B cats say to us, fuck them rap niggas. It's going to be in the cutout bins in 10 years anyway. Now, they were wrong. Now, I think we find ourselves in the same position. What tact would you take, Swerve?
I would say it's kind of the same, but not the same. Because even though them older cats was telling us that, we were putting out quality music that you can listen to this day.
Yeah, but
and still be in
them R&B cats, yo. You got to remember the times, yo. They couldn't.
I understand that.
I think
weren't with it at all.
I think our golden era sound like trap to them. I mean, it was just horrendous. But sampling and looping.
If I can finish, I would tell you why it's different.
Go ahead.
It's different because you can put on a record from our era, and right now it'll still sound good. In 20 years from now, you're not going to be putting on, I almost said Future, but what's the kid's name you just said with the panda?
Designer.
You're not
going to
be
playing
some of that stuff in 20, 25 years. It's going to be way, way in the dust bowl somewhere. So that's the difference. If they were making music that could last, music that had some kind of, you know, that would make history or whatever, yeah, but it's still different than
what we
were doing.
We'll have to see about that.
I don't know. Well, see, there's some youngins right now. Some young 15 to 20-year-olds is telling you, Designer, they still going to be bumping that shit when they get old because that's their generation music.
Right.
Okay, who's playing that Lean With It, Rock With It right now?
We don't
know. Or any of that music from that time frame.
Right. Well, DJs ain't spinning that shit. No, you're right. As far as radio shit you're talking about.
That's DJs what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about underground.
You're not talking about individual niggas.
This being made right now. I'm talking about this commercial shit that's out here that's getting all this money.
Right. I tend to
forgotten about next week. Forgotten about the week after that.
Right. You know I tend to think of it, you know, in the fact that there's always music. Master P is always my favorite example of how many cats is really who love, and a lot of cats, no matter where they from, they love P. But you just, I don't know, P anniversaries come and go, you know, this, that, and the third. Somebody may mention.
But they're not bumping P right now, though.
Nah, not really. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So, again, people are playing. You could play Pete Rock. You could play Public Enemy. You could play Mobb Deep and so on and so on and so on and so on. But these albums are 20 years old.
But
we're only listening because Young Dolph said, who the fuck is that nigga?
Right.
Who is
but
Pete
again,
Rock?
As I'm saying, Young Dolph ain't going to be listening to Young Dolph in 25 years.
He ain't going to be listening to his own shit.
No.
Like, who the fuck is that whack nigga? Oh, that's me?
I still say the exploitation of the music is at an all-time high, and it is so watered down that...
Who's exploiting it, though?
Well, first of all, it's the average trap guy himself who buys into the notion, and correctly so. Look, I'm making trap. Trap is what's making money. Trap, whether it be, you know, Lee or Cohen or L.A. Reid or whoever's behind the scenes at these big labels, because it's still the same guys running these labels.
Oh, yeah.
You may not see them. Still Jimmy Iovine and them niggas got their fingers in a lot of shit.
Hell yeah, Jimmy Iovine been getting money for a long time.
You know what I'm saying? And, right. You know, let's not forget about these tech-savvy motherfuckers. You know what I mean? These Googles, yep. These Yahoo niggas who's you know, labeling themselves. Hey, you know? I mean, and it's so little overhead, you know? So, I don't know. I tend to say, I think some form of fashion of trap will be played in 20 years. Now, how much, how prevalent, you may have a culture sea change where the next generation is totally saying, you know what, we done with this drug talk shit. We done with this street life. You know what I mean? And then have a whole new generation of positive thinkers. And then in that way, if that's the next generation, then you are 100% right. Dolphin them niggas is looking like Drano down the drain.
Yep.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is De La Soul and the Anonymous Nobody. I didn't want to do a percentage. I just wanted to cover it live on the Hip Hop Digest.
Aye.
Okay. If I could do a quick round table, one word, and then we can get into our individual likes, dislikes. For me, my one word is alternative rock station.
That's a big one word.
You connected them. I'm sorry about that.
You connected them with your music soul child. You connected them into one word.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Okay. Kerji, your one word description.
A relief.
Okay. Swerve?
Grown.
Okay. So who wants to start on their take?
I mean, I'll do mine real quick.
Swerving.
You know, I listen to the album from start to finish. I like how it goes. You know what I'm saying? I like how it flows. I like the differentness of it. I like the different artists they get in there. I mean, I even like that joint with Usher. One of my favorites, believe it or not. But I just like how they did it. I like as they've always done. You can't never peg them. You never know what you're gonna get, and I appreciate that because they didn't go outside like way. They didn't do Electric Circus, excuse me.
Ooh. But
it's definitely alternative, but it's still grounded in hip hop to me.
Okay. All right, G was good. All right, G's waving me in. So my situation with De La is this. I thought that where they were and when they recorded this lended itself. First of all, let me just say this. The album is somebody, I seen it on Twitter and he's right. The way they sequenced the album is fantastic. It's a very easy listen cut to cut. Now, surprisingly, my favorite cut on that record is the one with 2 Chainz. Houdini.
2 Chainz.
Oh my goodness. Yo, anytime, but that goes, that's a whole nother story about 2 Chainz. And again, like I said, this infamous people say, I don't know who people say, but people say that 2 Chainz is really a hip hop guy. And so whether if it's showing up on the Static Selector and now showing up on the De La Soul, sound competent. I like the way he was doing his thing on that Houdini. So that's one of my favorite tracks. But I think there was a lot of people in and around De La Soul and the recording of this album that lended itself to me to give it an alternative rock feel. Mm-hmm. That's not good or bad. That's just what it is. Now, you take a guy like Talib Kweli. Oh, y'all motherfuckers want to give De La Soul a pass. Why y'all want to box me in? See, he
careful because he will respond on Twitter.
I'm just saying, but he's the type of cat that will say that. Oh, y'all want to give De La an excuse, but y'all want to box me in. So I say, you know, point blank, I wouldn't say the album is. It's a rap album, but I wouldn't say the album is fantastically hip hop. I'm still saying alternative rock, but still very good because I can listen to it. So that's how I feel about it.
Okay. And the reason I waved you in because I had to pull the album up.
Okay.
So I could see each individual cut by song by song. And the reason why I called it a relief was because when I started hearing the names on the album before I actually heard the songs, people like Usher, Snoop Dogg, because you never know what Snoop Dogg's going to be on.
Right.
And especially your boy back there.
2 Chainz?
2 Chainz. I was like, oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Where are these niggas right. getting ready to take this album, right?
I was scared too.
I was like, oh my gosh. And then when I heard it, I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Like you said, 2 Chainz came in. I was like, okay, he's not what we thought he was going to be.
Right.
So, all right, that's great. And the Royalty Capes has got to be my favorite, son. With them horns and that motherfucker, son. The way
yeah,
he came in.
Yeah,
that
Royalty
shit was crazy.
Capes, yes.
Yeah. That was crazy. But the song on there that made me upset, and it was upset in a good way, was the joint Drawn with Lil Dragon. It starts off like something different, and then they flip the beat.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what the hell? I was pissed because they wasted so much time with Lil Dragon singing and whatever, doing all that stuff in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And then he just jumps in the joint and just goes crazy on the beat when he flips it. Yeah. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah, that was dope,
I said,
right?
This shit's too short.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
No. Yeah, overall, though, for the album, for me, I gave it a 4. If it was mics again, I'd have gave it 4 mics overall.
If I'm doing the mic thing, I'd have gave it 3.5.
Yeah, I'd give it 3.5 too.
So, okay.
Yeah.
There we go. We were very kind to De La Soul, the anonymous nobody. So, certainly go out and support that. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Get Down TV series. Swervin' been on our ass about that.
Yes.
Yeah, because listeners been on my ass.
I had to binge watch that bitch last Saturday after the show. Last week, I was like, oh, let me go ahead and get these joints in.
Yeah. So I binge watched it early this morning, and I binge watched the whole thing until about noon this afternoon. You know what? I'm always a fucking critic, and that's a bad thing.
Uh-oh, but that's a good thing.
I'm just always a fucking critic, but only in the nuances, I think. So I look at that and I'm like, the first thing is that the times, 76, 77, when this sort of is taking place, I think that they use the misery of the Bronx as a backdrop.
Right.
They never really covered how horrible it was. You know, hip hop was birthed out of tremendous poverty, gang war, New York City neglected misery like you wouldn't believe.
Damn, B, what was you looking at? They added that in there for sure. The buildings burning, landlords.
It was in the, to me, that was a backdrop. It was, you're right, it was in there, especially the burning buildings, but it was a backdrop to me. You know, they didn't link how hip hop was founded as a direct correlation to that. It was a backdrop. But that's just my opinion.
No doubt.
Another thing, and these are technical points, that when the young man, I'm not good at names, but when he first got on the mic at the jam where Flash was.
Yeah.
He's doing modern flows.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Yeah.
That's definitely a knock.
Okay.
I was like, uh-oh.
They wasn't spitting like that.
Yes.
And during that time.
Right. Yes, he was doing modern flows.
Boy, that was the first episode, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of people was talking about that first episode not being one of the best. But yeah, I noticed that immediately. Like, what?
Right. And so I guess for me, I don't know, everything, this whole thing was another technical point where he was running around and he was looking for the stolen Flash party tape.
Yeah.
And it was on the corner and the cat was naming off all the people, you know, Bambada here, Herc here, Flash here. This comes, you know, from, I forget what part of town he said, but this is Grandmaster Flowers. And he was like, fuck Flowers. And I was like, wow, you know, that's jive a little disrespectful. I mean, I know this is part of the dialogue in the film. Right. Flowers, you know, Flash got all his stuff from Flowers. So let's not, you know, I know they can't explain everything, but I just think the overall tone of it was done in a very quick vacuum. And it didn't, those things didn't happen that quick.
Well, B.
I know it. Like I said, see, that's what I'm saying. See, it's hard for me, and I guess it's hard in the same way like Crazy Legs, who had not nice things to say. Because first of all, Crazy Legs was there,
right?
Okay, he was there front and center. I was only there. You were only there due to age,
right?
Okay, we were there. We know what the music was in 76 and 77. So, you know, so with that saying, and then overall, this sort of Beyonce, Jay-Z over hover with the love interest. I know they got to do it. And that was, you know, I get it. But that's my long-winded sort of kind of review.
Your love hate with it.
I was like, what the hell Beyonce, Jay-Z got to do with
it? No, it's just, it's the female singer TV, with the rapper. You know, what is it? Not Hansel and Gretel. What's the other romantic...
Romeo, Juliet.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Right,
some flavor to that.
Right,
yeah.
I guess every time they do rap, it Romeo and Juliet. It's that Beyonce Jay. She's playing the Beyonce role. This nigga's playing the Jay role.
They was playing more Romeo and Juliet than
Beyonce. No, that's Beyonce true. Jay-Z. But young people are. That's their signal. That's what they're gonna take from that, though. Not us, young folk. That's their association. So I'm not getting on it. I mean, now that's just me being a negative Nelly, because I am a critic. It did have some very nice things that I appreciated. The actual real vinyl, the actual real wheels, the old school mixers. I mean, somebody took care of some details.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Tied disco in.
You're right. Oh, you got to give a huge shout out because it was
Graffiti.
A huge disco. Oh, of course, the aerosol art community, you know, cannot be mad. You know, a little bit. I thought they shorted cool them.
A little bit, but it's a series, B. All right, so basically, overall, A to F, what are you giving it?
A to F, I mean, I'll give it a passing grade. I'm going to give it a C-.
Ooh, okay.
I'm gonna give it a C- because I'm a negative Nelly.
Okay, all right, Curtis. We gonna move on since you binged. What do you feel about it?
I thought it was pretty good. I actually thought it was pretty good to actually see that they actually took the time to actually put hip hop into a context and start from the beginning and actually start from the birthplace and actually show respect to Herc. And
Bambaataa
and Flash and them, and actually,
no doubt,
and bring it in, and it was just the people that we say are the pillars,
no doubt,
right. and they did it, and I thought they did it in the right way. Like I said, they could have some of the details they did leave out, but overall, I'd give it a B.
There you go.
All right.
Was there any technicalities that you did not appreciate?
Technicalities? Like I said, the flow where the nigga was flowing, like nigga, you. You are not. That's not how they flowed back then.
Right.
They didn't give that up. I thought people like Busy B or somebody, they should have had more like people flowing like that at the party right. scenes and stuff. Even though they gave respect to Cowboy and on them.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. So but a B.
I gave it a B. Kurt G. I gave it a B.
All right.
So it's going up from a C minus to a B.
And I can't wait because see you out L.A. You the resident actor. I mean, you got that whole shit jumping. So I'm actually eager to hear. Matter of fact, let me bring you in. This is E Colors Get Down review.
The Get Down.
All right. So obviously, here's the first thing that hit me was seeing on social media and everywhere. Everybody was loving it. Everybody, men, women, young, old. I was like, that shit can't be that good. It can't. And if everybody's saying it is, I know I'm not going to like it. You know what I'm saying? Because that is usually the norm. When everybody's like it, I'm off on the other side. But anyway, I was like, I got to get in, though, because everybody's asking. So let me get in and start watching this joint. And I got to tell you, yes, the first episode, I was like, I like it. I want to watch it. But why is he rhyming like that? It's the first thing that hit me.
I like it, you know, but I don't like it.
Those modern flows caught you, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, immediately, because, you know, it wasn't no bod. It wasn't none of that. He was spitting, kind of, you know. Second thing is I was like, oh, look at Jaden in this mug, yo.
Ain't that the truth.
Man. But getting past those couple of things, yo, just seeing them, the kicks, the gear they was wearing, the break beats, some of the backstory with Koch and all that. Yo, B, the burning buildings, the real footage from that era, the real live footage.
The blackout. Yeah, the blackout was crazy.
Man, yo. Yo, the records catching fire in the burning building. Yo, B, I was feeling it all the way in. After the first episode, I was all the way in. I pretty much binged. I made myself take 2 days to watch it. You know, even down to the gangs where the little kid got shot, you know, by the drug dealing dude.
Right.
All
yeah.
that stuff was just like, wow. You know, the uncle working for the drug dealer and him getting caught up in that. Wow.
Yeah.
And then there was one more thing that almost gave me a conniption, as they say. The last episode when Koch was late and speaking and he was trying to get to the spot. I was like, can they just hurry this shit up already? We get the point.
Right.
But while that was happening, I was also looking. They had the Echo Box out there. They had the battle, like, right there.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, again, you're right. Crazy. Somebody on the set really did take care of a lot of details. I mean, I got to give you that. Somebody on it took great care to take care of a lot of details.
Yes,
the footage that was mixed in was great. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, I still say, and this is just me, I still say, you want to start, go Wild Styles.
Well, it's
Wild Styles. No, that's true. But see, Wild Styles is great. It does not have all the A-list actors in it. And it doesn't have.
You understand that film, as great as it is, it was made in that time frame. Jive independent. It wasn't
very independent. Yo, very independent. But that is real. In the parties, we're actually in the parties. At Harlem World, at the end, is actually at Harlem World the way it was being done. So that's where, for me, Get Down, again, like I said, sort of, it was a shiny new penny.
Can I finish, though?
My man.
Because I do want to tell you, I'm giving it an A-.
No doubt.
The small things that occurred, I understand personally that it's a TV show. It cannot be Wild Style because it's 2016, not 82 or 83, whatever that was. It's not that time frame. So things are going to look totally different. But I have to respect the fact that they did it as close as they could in this time frame with all the stuff they could have thrown in there or how they could have acted.
I know, right?
5-0's flying above.
Oh, wow.
So, but anyway, I get what you're saying. I really do. But just for the sake of what it is and when it was done and how it was done, I give it mad respect for all the flavor that was in there. And even the learning how to mix with the crayon, you know, learning how to mark the record and all that stuff, B, they gave away secrets. It was dope.
Yeah, actually, that was actually bring back memory for me, the marking the crayon, not so much. But the scratching the labels off.
Yep.
Because we know DJs that scratch the label off.
Yeah.
You
know, I know. You know what I mean? Bobby Green.
They want you to see what they was doing.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace.
Shit. They're like, oh, nah, nigga. You don't know. This is my shit.
Yeah. You know, Van Andrews. You know, all those guys that we know with scratching labels.
Right. Know?
So all that being said, and just to round this topic out, I'm like I said, I'm a negative Nelly. In Juice, where they caught your boy scratching at the party, but the needle wasn't on the record.
Oh yeah,
I was upset about that. In Beat Street, when Double K's in his room scratching on Straight Arms, I was upset about that.
No doubt,
I was like, yo, there's no way that you do that. You know, that's not real.
So put a couple quarters on top of the needle,
you know, at least.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's Hollywood, though.
Right? Exactly. And so those are the things that I, as someone who's in hip hop for real, you know, I should be a technical advisor. You know, I'd be like, Harry Belafonte, hold up, cut, freeze, stop. What are you doing with these straight arms in his room? Somebody go out and get some techniques. So
we ain't got the budget for that shit. Dang. We worry about no turntables. We gotta pay these actors.
Just get the sound right.
So, you know,
just make sure he's scratching on cue.
All right, no doubt. Next up, we go to Hip Hop Digest is Colin Kaepernick.
Wow.
There's not a lot that we're going to say about this topic. Although, I do want to say that, boy, I mean, this week, I seen a bunch of league niggas. And that's what I'm going to start calling them. League niggas.
Not house niggas?
League. Nah, well, same thing. Same. You know where I'm going with this. Seen a bunch of league niggas. You know, doing that, who's your boy that got in the Hall of Fame from the Minnesota Vikings? Who you said was kissing a lot of ass.
Oh, damn.
The receiver. I can't, his name, you know how my mind is. It blanks out. Come on, Swerve.
He was from the Vikings?
From the Vikings. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
and he
Chris.
Did Chris Carter. See a lot of them niggas. It's a disgrace. They doing anything they can to keep jobs up at the network, to be good up at the league office. Bunch of league niggas. Oh, it's a disgrace. Forget about white guys, yo. Forget about them Boomer Esiason motherfuckers. They would have said that anyway. I'm talking about the league niggas.
League niggas.
League niggas. You know? And this had been worrying me. Not really worrying me. This had been grating on my nerves ever since, you know, when they drafted Dez Bryant. And they asked Dez Bryant, is his mom a prostitute?
Right.
Or when Dez Bryant got into a little scrape up with his mom. I was saying to one of my boys, I was like, you mean to tell me there's no guy up at the league office that can explain to them that, you know, wait a minute, Dez Bryant mom in this situation is not like your mom. Okay, Dez Bryant is not involved in nothing foul. This is a situation you don't understand. But no, it's a bunch of league niggas, a bunch of office cats jumping on the commissioner's lap.
Going out to Deming.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. I mean, right, well, now Kaepernick is 1,000.
They ain't stopping nothing because there's a whole bunch of other cats that might not have sat down, but a whole lot that spoke up on his behalf. A whole lot of dudes in the league that's the field dudes.
And you know what? And you know what's the shame of it? Is that they all young players. They all younger guys. See, you got these older guys, these league guys, you know, who want to get up there. Jerry Rice, Harrison, I mean, guys like that. It don't make no sense.
Especially now that the third or fourth verse came out of that song that I never knew existed.
So, I don't know, man. Kaepernick is 1,000, yo.
Yes, and as I was tweeting earlier this week, I was like, yo, just don't let this be about you sitting out the national anthem. You got to have some, let this be the momentum to move towards something else.
Yo, let me tell you something. Yo, he is right now, he's putting his whole career on the line. You don't think that the up at the league office and them league niggas is all brainstorming how we going to get him out of here?
Of course they are. You see the reports about it all the whole time.
That's what I'm saying. He's so putting his.
That's not, but it's bigger. It's bigger than him.
It's way bigger than him.
It's bigger than all these people. That's why I'm saying
it is bigger than him. It is
some recourse.
It's way bigger than him. But the way the NFL was set up, they don't even have to have an excuse to get rid of his ass. It's not like NBA where you gotta still pay a nigga once you drop him. You can just drop his ass.
No, that's true. But you talk about it's not about him, and I get it. It's not about him. But the thing about movements, and when you talk about the civil rights movements coming out of the 50s and 60s, people lost jobs. People lost lives. And Kaepernick is willing to lose that NFL paycheck.
Stop right there. So this is why I'm saying it, because I don't want there to be no misunderstanding this week. What I'm saying is, yes, he could lose his job. Then what? Okay. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I totally respect what he's doing. But what I would like is for there to be some, like him giving his first $1 million towards two organizations.
Yeah, but
he's doing.
Right, but let's say
it can't just be B, please. It can't be just somebody saying, well, for whatever the cause, I'm going to do this and risk myself. And then if I get fired, killed, or whatever, that's it. There's still got to be some follow-up is what I'm saying.
Okay, see, that's where I have to get at you. Because what you're saying is that, let's say, just for argument's sake, Kaepernick gets released. and you don't hear anything. The only reason why they covering Kaepernick, because he's still in the league sitting on national anthem. Now, certainly he's not the first athlete to do that. You know, this is the equivalent of the black fist in the Mexico Olympics.
Absolutely.
Okay, yes, but that don't mean that if Kaepernick gets released, and if you don't hear about Kaepernick, that he's still not grinding in the movement, because he lost everything.
I think you're looking for an argument. We're saying the same thing. I understand what he is doing, but there has to be a bigger picture. If Martin Luther King went on his first march and got fucked up, and that was it.
So what better
picture? Where's the progress?
What better picture than to lose your career? What better picture? What?
So it happened to a basketball player. What was his name? Chris Jackson, who changed his name to the Muslim name. It happened. It happened to the guy, Tommy Smith and him, that you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. What happened to the movement? But I'm saying you need all of these things that to create the movement. Like I said,
exactly.
Kaepernick, if he loses his career, but like I said, most people who are supporting him are younger players.
Right. Most, that's a good thing. They're supporting him, but they're not sitting down during the anthem.
Everybody got to do, that's a conscious
Martin
call.
Luther King didn't walk by himself. He didn't cross that bridge by himself.
Again.
But everybody's not built for that. Ain't built for that type of scrutiny.
Oh, they're not built to take that. Back in the day, in the 60s, like, I ain't walk across that bridge. All right, I get that. But at the same point, you got to respect and build upon the ones that did do it. So, yes, Colin Kaepernick on his own, yo, as a man, I'm like, yo, it's a lot of people in this world, regardless of what color you are or gender, that ain't going to stand up for nothing, let alone some shit like that. He gets ultimate respect.
No individual.
Gotta have a plan.
Let me tell you something, but no individual, you know what I mean? In this day and age, I don't believe, no matter how famous, I don't believe any individual is going to be able to have a movement in a way that we are used to seeing from the civil rights movement.
Black Lives Movement is doing it.
But it's
for a different situation.
Right, but it's for a different situation. But still, all of that being said, I think movements are going to take a different tact.
But see, both of them are actually tied together.
Well, they are.
The Black Lives Movement and what Kaepernick did, because he's supporting what they're talking about.
Absolutely. He is. Yep. But he hasn't said that, because that's a whole different animal to those folks that don't like it. It's bad enough that, he's not standing for the national anthem. You know, it's terrible that he's wearing pig socks. But what about the issue that he's doing it for? We're not talking about that.
Well, see, and those league niggas, okay, them niggas who are calling him a disgrace. And like I said, I'm not even talking about, you know, and I'm not, you know, it's racial, and you have to be honest about some of it. And it's not all racial, but you have to be honest about some of it. A lot of these white guys, they would have said that about Kaepernick or anybody else who even said anything. The NFL owners are a bunch of Trump supporting redneck trillionaires
messing with my money.
You know what I mean? Let's just be trill. That's who they are.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
But the real thing about this is Kaepernick going to make it to September 11th?
Right.
Because
they're trying to cut him.
September 11th is coming up.
But he sure did look good yesterday playing, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Imagine him sitting down on the sideline.
He looked good on the field, even though San Diego fans were booing him. He looked good out there.
Tell you what. So let's end this topic in, does Kaepernick get cut, yes or no, G?
I'm going to say no, because I'm thinking sinister. I'm thinking you saying it's money involved. Kaepernick, no matter how divisive, this is money right now. Cats is going to come out just to boo this nigga. Or people going to turn their TVs on just to see if this nigga's going to sit down or not. So there's money in there.
Swerve, Kaepernick getting cut?
He's not getting cut, because that would cause another ball of wax.
Well,
they would definitely lose. The league would definitely lose money, and they would lose face, because even the veterans are standing up for him. So come on, B.
I believe Kaepernick gets cut, and then we'll see what you're saying about the movement, because I believe Kaepernick gets cut, and then every nigga who's supporting Kaepernick gets shook, and they all become league niggas.
And that's a terrible thing. That's what I'm saying.
That would be
a terrible thing.
Indeed.
But most people are sheep, B. Most people are sheep, and they follow the status quo. They are not going to put themselves in any situation that's going to blackball them, make them look like the black sheep in any kind of way. So they're going to go along with the flow just because.
Right, no doubt. So, yo, we support you, son.
You know, yeah, no doubt.
No doubt. We staying with you. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, and we're going to round out this topic. Gabrielle Union on The Birth of a Nation says, I can't take those allegations lightly. When we talked about this. And the only reason why I bring this up, we did talk about this last week. Two reasons. I see you had a little back and forth with Houston Socialite on the Twitter about that.
Yep.
And number two, I watched a PBS program called To the Contrary. And it's four ladies, and they're talking about this issue with Nate Parker. But they bring up something that I will admit 1,000% that I didn't know anything about, that I never even heard the term rape culture. Okay? And basically, I believe what Houston Socialite, Gabrielle Union, and the ladies on To the Contrary, all were talking about in regards to Nate Parker, rape culture. Me and Kerji looked up the definition of rape culture and 25 separate definitions of examples of rape culture. Okay? Rape culture is basically anything not sensitive to a woman's point of view in terms of sexual politics, if I can put that in a way. They gave all kinds of examples. You know, ridiculous examples like that young white kid who got a couple of weeks in jail for raping that woman unconscious behind a dumpster, all the way up to, you know, everything in between. Now, one thing that I found about this rape culture synopsis that I was reading, they were certainly geared toward men and saying, men, you do not understand. And if you do understand, you have to come a certain way. I had a little bit of issue with that because I didn't find them. I found the issue of rape culture being applicable to Nate Parker. But like I said on last week's show, not being applicable to others. And not hearing that outcry towards others. Gabrielle Union in the African-American community. Rape culture is trap niggas in a strip club throwing money. Okay? There's plenty of sisters dancing. Plenty of sisters supporting that. Now, it's not a matter of disagreeing. I'm just saying we have to bring some balance to that. Nate Parker, he got caught out there being cavalier like a motherfucker. And was acquitted. And Swerve, Houston Socialite was getting at you. I don't think as a man, when you're talking about rape culture, you're going to win that argument.
I'm not trying to win that argument because I wasn't talking about rape culture. I was talking about the film.
Yeah, but she's talking about rape culture.
We were having two different conversations.
Right, and I think that Gabrielle Union and a lot of women, when it comes to Nate Parker, you talking about the film, they don't give a fuck if this nigga get run out of Hollywood on a rail. He may never make another feature film again.
Gabrielle's in the
and
movie.
I wouldn't care.
Gabrielle's in the movie. Yes, she's in the movie. And she found that, I guess she didn't know about the allegations. And, you know, she said that she found herself in a state of stomach churning confusion. Because apparently she's a rape survivor herself. So that brings up all types of things. I guess, I mean, it's just as a comment from me. I'm not speaking for any other brothers on the Digest. I'm just saying for me, you know, the enlightenment of rape culture is one of enlightenment, but one of utter confusion. Because I think that I see women tagging men with rape culture, and I see that men are mostly the perpetrators of rape against women. I mean, that makes perfectly good sense. But there's a lot of point counterpoint, whether if it's, you know, Amber Rose or Kim Kardashian and things of that nature. When you're talking about rape culture, and maybe I'm not understanding rape culture, is they're allowed to show all kinds of titties and ass. And certainly because they do that, they don't deserve to be raped. But at the same time, they are exploiting women's lady parts in that way that if it was a man doing it, he's part of rape culture. So I don't see why you couldn't call Amber Rose part of rape culture. She certainly has a right to show her ass. But again, if it was a man doing it, he's part of rape culture.
That's, yeah, I think I'm going to sit back on this topic until I do some more research, because knee jerk will have me say something to get blasted.
Yeah, so you can't. Right. You can't. Yeah, certainly you can't win on that. I don't think any man can have a point to say, but that's where I was coming from. I was confused because what I read at what rape culture was, I see women doing it and I don't see other women calling them on it. So
address all your concerns, dude. King Killer, the Hip Hop Digest show.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, it's not to me. It's not even meant to be, you know, like I'm throwing shots. I'm not. I'm just saying I'm kind of bewildered on that level.
You're looking, looking for the balance.
That is why I'm refusing to comment on that right now is because that's like the Bayhive times 1,000.
Ain't that the truth?
You can't just jump out there. You got to know what you're talking about, because the slightest thing you say wrong and you'll be having a 20 tweet conversation with somebody, and I'm not trying to do that.
Right.
I'm not trying to do that because I said that I do not support rape or rape culture or anything like that. I don't support it. I don't go to strip clubs anymore, any of that kind of stuff, or any of that. So before I say more, I'm going to stop right there, do my research on that topic, and then we can talk about it again another time.
Yeah, I guess for me, I was looking for an explanation and a little bit of balance on that. I didn't see the balance, but I could be totally wrong on that, and I'm just looking for guidance. That's all. That's King Killer. I'm looking for guidance on that topic. Indeed. So I guess we're going to get to Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Mocha Only Presents Malkin Jackson Summerland. That's Mocha Only Presents Malkin Jackson Summerland. And got MC Gels Wandering Soul. That's MC Gels Wandering Souls. And the instrumental joint is Chop Juggler More Is Less. That's Chop Juggler More Is Less.
That's what's up.
There they are.
All right. In case if anybody doesn't have anything else, I don't like Young Dolph's music, by the way.
Really?
He's a crack baby from the 80s.
Peace, I'm out.
Peace, brothers.
One.
I'm followed by 12. I reply by when they ask what I sell. I got CDs in my trunk and the pump is as well. But don't trip, cause I ain't even loaded up with the shell. Shit. We citizens within industry who think politically. Businessmen against the tyranny. We want the Benjamins and yeah, we shoot for venison. You know, bucks the dough, it's all dear to me. And everything isn't what it appears to be. So I believe in me more than any conspiracy. They put that fear in me and said, here, you're free. I see it clearly. Struggle don't disappear. But neither do we. We still here, huh? So ride on. Y'all corralled in the Zazzle's lasso. Lasses after my seed, just like Monsanto. Don't know if I'm supposed to raise a man on this land, no. A daughter's even harder, where's a border I can go? Public enemies, Chuck D, out bandos. Tax dollars turn gone with pile into Rambo. He hunting for Sambos with high power ammo. They only answer for you is to pull up your pants, though. You blame the victim till they judge you that way. So if you have to say something, have something to say. I'm trying to get my point across in the most humblest way. But kick rocks if you shook and if you comfortable, stay. And I'll be glad you pressed on that button to play. So ride on. So basically, don't start nothing. Shout out to the whole world. What up with the dude? Oh, yeah, I was good.
work on the new code name. First track, propane, the same old flame that we had. Damn, it feel good to be the mammal. Nights like this, I'm locked into one channel, trying to make the ammo burst. This weekend is tall trees. I'm a groovy gentleman, I'm seeking the tall fees. Correct compensation for the summertime elation. I'm pushing it. Sequence my styles from beyond. The yonder is my aim if the cushion fit. I'm in it, the durable. I just want to relax on the palms. But when the good work is present, then the universe leaks through the pan. Gotta freak your people again. If you knew the energy that I explained, probably so a lot more respect for the M. Captain of the crunch, back in action like I left, but I didn't. My torture wounds know best. Yeah. One time. X for the mind, X for the soul. Hit to let you know. Mountains on the road. Yeah, mountains on the road. No, I'm on the road. Mountains on the road. Neighborhood settle at night. I rep the mellow at night. The champ stick and do my champion shit. Revamp the business, hit your city like a whirlwind warlock. You know that I'm a source of a doc. I got my new Schmidt sticks on the way. So much more I gotta get. Forever the optimist. Gratitude equaling not to do pay. You can't get me off of this. The pleasure is optimal. Malkin, the off kilter filter operator, is the curator of cool. Deliver like pure related dude. I'm no wolf in it. Gotta go through the source of it for the ultimate. So X for the mind, X for the soul. Here to let you know, Malcolm's on the road. Yeah, Malcolm's on the road. You know I'm on the road. Change it one time. Feel good, y'all. The ultimate cool. Like my man Mad said, you know what I'm saying, with the day. Music and movies, dog.
It's P General. BS the best. BK to Philly. 718-215, we live. Yo, lights off, I black out. Niggas know what I'm about. P1 hits off top before the shit pop. We stop the BS with a request. Send me something nice with a knock that I can finesse. Pip greener than kale, rhymes written in braille. Vision impaired, ready, can't see it, but they can fail. Like these widows' clothes, my flow's hella tight. I get fly, helicopter propeller light. P-General, the bush kept secret. My offspring of kings from the sands of Egypt. No filter, self-esteem and dream killer. You got the truth, step to beat the boots in the booth. I get allergic reactions when I'm around bluffers. Confidence of a nigga who know he on or something. But the calm of a nigga with butter OT. Only a matter of time before they fuck with me. Who got him waiting for his shit to drop?
He's in a bush cap secret.
Who eat, sleep and breathe hip-hop?
P-General, the bush cap secret.
Who they call on when they want it done?
P-General, the bush cap secret.
Who reppin' Big Cop fam is spotted number one?
P-General, the bush cap secret.
Who say nah when they passin' them dirt? The bearded, bald-headed cat with the Bangkok shirt. Steppin' lightly in the pig claw. I'd have been quit if it was about chips. I respect the art. Despite the fact that I'm overlooked, I keep slow roasting these beats till they nicely cook. Deep down they shook, in a frenzy panic, and I ain't even planning. My shit is organic, it's well put together, it's tailored from the floor. It's not for regular stores, this floor is couture. Said I was hopeless, thought I wasn't focused. Quietly holding the burrow down, Brooke Lopez. Who got him waiting for his shit to drop?
P-General, the bush cap secret.
Who eat, sleep, and breathe hip-hop?
P-General, the bush cap secret.
Who they call on when they want it done?
P-General, the bush cap secret.
Who reppin' Big Cop fam is spotted number one?
P-General, the bush cap secret.
Volume 1, I left them strong, coughing and wheezing. Couple pricks, I left them sick over they buzz, we grieving. On some steamroller shit, got steamed over quick. All the comp being all when I stomp through and spit. No worrying, clear these busters like hurdles. No panicking, hold it together like girdles. They know I'm ill, but they can't get it. They try and stand by me, hoping I cough, praying that they catch it.
But I was born sick, pricks. Y'all can never be me. Born before my time for a reason. Y'all just regular preemies. My DNA is different. Doctors said it's unseen. Born diagnosed, they still ain't find no vaccine. Disease, but it ain't contagious. Scientists ain't seen this type of shit here since the Stone Ages. A different species, quiet, but they see me. Get miles at all times, player at least PC. Who got them waiting for his shit to drop?
He's heading for the bush cap secret.
Who eat, sleep, and breathe hip-hop?
He's heading for the bush cap secret.
Who they call on when they want it done?
He's heading for the bush cap secret.
Who reppin' Big Cop fam is spotted number one?
He's heading for the bush cap secret.
Yeah.
MC Gels, Webster Ave, coming straight to you. Yeah, I represent the BX. We doing this for hip hop. It goes like this. Check it out, yo, yo. Lavish kid coming straight from the X, ripping mics with the light similar to DOS effects. My words project, I'm like if he's seeking missile. You ain't fast enough to catch me unless you wield the pistol. Most MCs coming up like this bitch shit they never seen. They write what they fantasize, they live in a dream. These fools will get clapped, acting like they really live this life. Till they step up to the plate, it's like they got stabbed with a butter knife. You have some nerve stepping up to the mic master. You need a quick defeat, I'm known to cause disasters. Just be ripping shit that's more acidic than plasma. I'll be pumping my attacks, I might be colder than asthma. Who asked you, you bastard, for you to even speak? Going on and on, ranting about your silly speech. You're a bunch of ass cheeks, by the way, your shit stink. I represent my whole borough, no question, point blank. I represent NYC, I represent my whole borough. We keep it locked and keep it live, cause everything is thorough. From BX to Flatbush, shells got it locked. When I keep it real, I'm guaranteed to blow the whole spot. I represent NYC, I represent my whole borough. We keep it locked and keep it live, cause everything is thorough. From BX to Flatbush, shells got it locked. When I keep it real, I'm guaranteed to blow the whole spot. I be the LSMC. Oh wait, I already said that. Just cracking on your noggins and see where the fuck your head's at. I got you paranoid, you ain't got shit to say. You're like a bitch with no bones and invertebrate. Keep the wordplay, that's my word spray. Like an AK, I'm JD on the beats, but only when it's payday. But for now, I just kill it with the rhymes. Easier said than done, cause this shit takes time. There ain't no shortcuts to this shit, you gotta give it your all. And even on your best days, man, you still take a fall. As long as I'm around, nigga, there ain't no competition. So sit down with that bullshit, like, hey fam, just listen. We ain't friends if we want the same exact thing. I ain't never let my guard down for you to steal my sound. Word is wrong, get on the mic and represent. If you rap what you said, you wouldn't have to question it. I represent NYC, I represent my whole borough. We keep it locked and keep it live, cause everything is thorough. From BX to Flatbush, shells got it locked. When I keep it real, I'm guaranteed to blow the whole spot. I represent NYC, I represent my whole borough. We keep it locked and keep it live, cause everything is thorough. From BX to Flatbush, shells got it locked. Yeah, I keep it real, never shake to blow the whole spot. Yo. Verse 3, I gotta come correct. Deliver my final blow to make sure I miss a step. Chief rugged on production, lacing me with 12-bit sounds. Raising up the roof like it's live from the underground. How many MCs must get this? Now fuck that, how many MCs must get hit with the raw delivery? Cutting you up like a symmetry. And even on your best days, you ain't doing shit to me. How does it feel to be so inferior? But most of all, I'm the male version of Mother Superior. Giving you malaria, causing mass hysteria. Shinobi with the words, my focus, Elliot and Elliot. So brace yourself for the powerful impact. In fact, I wrote this song for niggas who think my shit is whack. Get a load of this and get a load of that. In 10 years, my album will be certified for a plaque. I represent NYC, I represent my whole borough. We keep it locked and keep it locked, cause everything is thorough. From BX to Flatbush, shells got it locked. When I keep it real, I'm guaranteed to blow the whole spot. I represent NYC, I represent my whole borough. We keep it locked and keep it locked, cause everything is thorough. From BX to Flatbush, shells got it locked. When I keep it real, I'm guaranteed to blow the whole spot. the whole spot. I represent, yeah, I represent, yeah, I represent, yeah, I represent MC Jell, I represent Chief Rugged, I represent BX, I represent Webster F, I represent, I represent, yeah, I represent, yeah, I represent, yeah, I represent, yeah, I represent, I represent, I represent, I represent, I represent my whole borough, yeah, word.
Everybody, my name's Mercury. I'm the grandmaster rocker, all MC. Cause I rock you on down to your ever-loving knee. You sit on back and you stay a while. I'm a funky MC and I'm versatile. You kick off your shoes and relax your socks. And you let Mercury just start to rock. You sit on back and you kick off your shoes. When you rock with this, well, you just can't lose. Young ladies, I rock on. Young ladies, I rock on. I got the boogie, don't stop it to the break of dawn. I got the boogie, don't stop it to the break of dawn. I'm your mellow, your ace, and I keep the pace. And I put your MCs right to disgrace. Hello, my mellow, my name's Mercury. Transmitted to you from the third galaxy. I said, hey, young lady, come on over here. And let me whisper something in your ear. How about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees? And now I rock on the young ladies. At the hospital, it all took place. But I became a member of the human race. My mother was in labor, having me. When the doctor cried, it just can't be. Because I see a son who wasn't born alone in the right hand. He holds the microphone. He's been a rockin' since his infancy. So you know he's got to be a deaf MC. You go a land, and see. Well, they talk about me over cups of tea. I'm Mercury over cups of tea. I'm Mercury over cups of tea. You see, a lady had a baby by the sick. She turns around and names her Mercury. I stood up on my own 2 feet. I said, thank you, mama, for having me. Well, at the age of one, I jumped the gun. And at the age of two, I was a talking jive. I became an MC at the age of five. When I was nine, I made up the rhyme to tell the world I was one of a kind. As I grew on to the age of 10, see, I gained much knowledge and revenge. It's not how good you make it, it's how you make it. Good. And when you rock with Mercury, I said you're riding like you should. New York, I put my dips in your hips, my glide in your side. You don't dig to smash, you got the wrong damn address to the beach, y'all. You don't stop and keep on to the rhythm of the break of dawn. I said you're cruising, you're catting, or you're severe. But I rock a young lady to the depths of hell. I don't know what you heard, but Mercury, I got the latest word. I said I don't know where you've been. I said around the world and back again. But you don't stop rocking to the cream of the crop. When you're rocking with a girl, they call the shy rock. You keep on rocking when you're rocking the crew chords. You're rocking with my melody called Shamboo. You don't stop rocking in the double OJ. Do your cues around with my man Frankie J. And me, my name is Mercury. And I rock you to the beat, the beat, to the beat, y'all. And you don't stop, I beat beat. Now you go on. I cut the boogie, don't drop it to the break of dawn. I cut the boogie, don't stop it to the break of dawn. I said Shamboo, well, you're one of a kind. I just get on the mic and rock everybody's mind.
I'm Shamboo, I want you to know. I'm a deaf MC and I'm on the go. I said I rock for the high, I rock for the low. I rock the beat, wherever I go. I'm from a town to town, the state to state. I'm the MC with the style of grace. I said I'm number one and not two or three. I rock the house for the young ladies like that, y'all. And don't stop, keep on until the break of dawn for all your MCs. And I like the bite until they hit the road. The take the hike up from the lowest stream through the mountaintop. My name is Shamboo, I'm your onshore shot. Nothing but just the baker on the free take. I'm the hip, the dip, the fly girl tip. Anything in the world that I can't get. Cause I rock your mind, I do it on time. I rock the mic and I do it divine. I like that, y'all. And don't stop, I keep on until the break. I was driving down the highway in the dead of the night. I looked ahead, I saw a light. I took the car around the stretch. I seen the girl, she looked very stretched. So I stopped the car at her feet. She got in and she took a seat. So I took a freak into my house. I was cooling out, without a doubt. I gave her a ride in my deaf OJ. Cause I rock with a man, they call her Frankie J. Said I rock to the rhythm, till you hit the top. I rock with a girl, they call her Shy Rock. Said I rock to the rhythm, Mercury. They rock the house for the young ladies like that, y'all. And don't stop, I keep on until the break of dawn. I said I went to a party and the party was whack. I double back, I took an Amtrak. I took the train to the next stop. That's when I heard the deaf crew rock. So I clapped my hands and stomped my feet and rocked to the rhythm of the short shot beat. Short shot, y'all. Body rock, y'all. Short shot, y'all. My body rock, y'all. I'm the S-H-A, the M-B-U. I got the rhymes galore for you and you. I just keep rocking to the jam and through. I like that, y'all. But don't stop. I said you dip, 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 you recreate. You dance to the rhythm, don't hesitate. I rock the mic, I said I rock it on. My beat don't stop to the break of dawn. I like that, y'all. It don't stop until the clap your hands into the beat fly, girl. Clap your hands into the beat fly,
guy, cause the beat is on. You can't deny, you try to rock me, but I'm a fly guy, cause I rock the mic, I do it on. My beat don't stop to the break of dawn. I like that, y'all, but don't stop. I said you got Shy Rock and Frankie J, they rock the mic, I say any day. You got Mercury and I'm Shamble, we all just rock to the jam. It's true, I like that, y'all, but don't stop. I said to throw your hands in the air, I said to throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And everybody, and everybody, and everybody say, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Rock on until the beat, it don't stop.